You Were Never Really Here may be one of the best films of 2018 so far. Welcome to the best movie of the year so far, the show that ranks the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, and movies get better and better. But a show that always answers that question, what's the best movie of the year so far? Welcome back. I am John Ellis. Thanks again for participating. Thanks for continuing to be part of the show. I really appreciate it. For those that have left me 5-star reviews on iTunes, that's been great. That's helping other people find this show, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So I appreciate your help on that. So last time we talked about Isle of Dogs. And Isle of Dogs is a good movie. It's very a movie worth checking out. It's a movie that you appreciate because of the fine artwork that's done, the very detailed and the time-staking amount of time it takes into creating this stop animation film from Wes Anderson. But I also wouldn't say it's a great movie. It was fine. It was fine for me. It wasn't my favorite Wes Anderson film. I still prefer his previous work on stop animation, Fantastic Mr. Fox. That was a lot more enjoyable, a lot more fun. But today we have a new movie we're checking out, a new movie that I really enjoyed. A little bit of spoiler alert for you. And that movie is You Were Never Really Here. You Were Never Really Here stars Joaquin Phoenix as Joe, as this guy who has this brutal and deep past that's haunting him, this abusive past, and it's really staying with him, and he can't really shake this. And so, but his day job is to find missing children who's entered into this sex slave type environment. So he goes and rescues these children, and that's how he makes his money. But it's a much more deeper film than that, because you have this side of this rescue side of it, but you also have him trying to kind of rescue himself, if you will, trying to fulfill his own life and find his mission in life. And in this film, it takes us to his last mission, his hardest assignment is filled with traps and conspiracies and several other twists and turns that makes him have to make some decisions in this movie and question what he's doing and who he's doing it for and sort of his life in general. You Were Never Really Here is a hard movie to get on board with sometimes. It's a very brutal movie, and it's hard to adjust. But once you do get on board with it, you can't stop thinking about it. It's an intense story of this character trying to find multiple things, trying to find his life, trying to find these victims, and also trying to do the right thing. But it's also the right thing for him. It's what he needs. It's what he needs in his life. And it's the only thing he knows. It's his purpose. And that purpose gets derailed a few times with this latest mission. The rescuing of these girls becomes almost secondary to what he really needs in his life. And it's a movie, at least for me, that I left the theater and it was kind of just silent for a while. And now I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop talking about it. And I want more people to see it. But that being said, it's not a movie for everybody. Some people are going to have a hard time with it. It's a violent movie for sure. You Were Never Really Here is based on the book by the same name, written by Jonathan Ames. It's a book I haven't read yet, but I'm curious. I think I want to pick it up and see what else is in there, how deeper the story goes. The film was directed by Irish filmmaker Lynn Ramsey. She doesn't have a long list of films out there, and it's not because she doesn't have the work or can't do the work. She's a well-respected director, but she seems to take her time with her stories. I believe it's been about 5 years since she's done another movie, so she really takes her time and does stories that mean a lot to her and really focuses on those and expands those. And also, in this case, kind of wait for the right people to be available, the right actors to be available. Now, she did another movie that you may have saw called We Need to Talk About Kevin, which is also a darker movie for multiple different reasons, but it's also a darker movie. It's a slower movie, but also a good movie worth checking out. Now, the music in this film is worth talking about for sure. It's essentially another character. Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead is the composer. He was recently nominated for an Oscar for his work on Phantom Thread. Now, this is not background music. This is not just sitting in the back. I almost don't want to call it score. This music is front and center. And it's almost distorted at times and confusing at times. And you're not sure what the music is doing and why it belongs here and why it's so loud, why it's taking that turn, why it's using this instrument. But you start realizing the music is so confusing because oftentimes Joe, the character, is so confused. So it sort of takes us in his mind a little bit, helps us kind of dive into what he's feeling. So when you're confused, when you're rattled as an audience member, you're kind of feeling what he's feeling now. He's not sure what to think. He's he's rattled. And in some ways, you want to use that term, quote, crazy. He's a little crazy, if you will, whether it's PTSD or whatever it may be. Speaking of Joe, there's no way to really talk about this film without talking about the performance of Joaquin Phoenix. He goes all in on this film, and it's definitely his best work ever. It has to be. I was trying to think what else could be close to that. I mean, he was in Gladiator, and he was in Walk the Line. Those were great films, but he hasn't done anything quite like this, this deep and this hard. And it's a film, I said this film was based on a book, so it's clearly been around a while. The story's been around a while. But it felt like it was written for him to do. I can't imagine anybody else that would have done this. I felt like they had Joaquin Phoenix in mind when they wrote that book. It's clearly that's not the case, but that's what it feels like. It feels like so he was so integrated into this character. That's what it felt like to me. But when you watch Phoenix on the screen, you don't know, you're not even sure if he's a likable character, if you root for him or root against him. But I think that's the point. You're not sure what to think of him. And you can say that about the whole movie. You're not necessarily sure if this is an enjoyable movie. But it's a great movie, if that makes any sense. And I say that because I felt the same way about Get Out when I first watched that in the theater. I watched out just feeling uneasy with myself. That's what this one feels like. You're not necessarily having a good time in the theater when you watch it, but when you come out, you start appreciating every fine detail a little more. Now, specifically, there are several fight scenes, the way fight scenes are handled in this movie. There are several that are close up, but for the most part, they're from a distance or in the shadows or on a camera that you see through a monitor. So it's often from a distance. And what you realize is this is not fighting and killing people and disposing of people. It's not something he enjoys. This is not a hobby of his. It's something he has to do for his own health. He has to do this. He has to have this purpose. So from an audience standpoint, you don't get to have that enjoyment either. You don't get to see that fulfillment of him killing somebody oftentimes. So that's pushed aside as well, because that's sort of not the point oftentimes. Now, this movie is full of extremes. I mentioned the harsh, brutal fighting scenes, the loud music. And then Lynn Ramsey pulls back and forth on those extremes. And she uses these different devices like the music to make those extreme. But there's no bigger device that she uses, no better device than the work of Joaquin Phoenix. As I mentioned before, this is his best work to date. Now, it's early in the year to start talking Oscars, of course, but he's right now the leading candidate. He's the only candidate right now for best performance by male. But we'll see. There's a long way to go, but it's just such a strong performance from him. Now, I mentioned it's a brutal film of a man trying to find his purpose. It's hard to watch at times. It's not a film for everyone. When people ask me if they should go see this movie, my first thought is, no, you shouldn't. But wait, maybe you should, because it's a great film. So you need to know what you're going into before you see this movie. This is not forever. It's certainly not a kid movie. It's not even for many adults. But it's such a good movie as well, though. So it's hard not to recommend it. But make no mistake, when I'm back and forth here talking about, you know, is it enjoyable? Should you watch it? Let's be clear. You Were Never Really Here is one of the best films of 2018 so far. So there you go. So like we talked about last episode, there's a lot of movies coming out over this next week. So I'm holding back on a complete top 10 so I see a couple more. This was one that I wanted to share with you guys, because this is a top 3 movie of the year. Now, whether it's 1 or 3, I'm not quite sure yet. If you recall last time we talked, Paddington 2 was still number 1. Black Panther was still number 2. A Quiet Place was in the top 3. Now, this is somewhere that You Were Never Really Here, somewhere in that top 3. So thanks again for continuing to participate. Like, share, comment. Let me know your thoughts. Find me on social media. What do you like? What do you not like? What's the best movie you've seen right now? What are you looking forward to the most? I got a big review coming next week for you. I've been looking forward to it. I hope you've been looking forward to it. So until then, I'll see you in the theater.